We are reading through the prophet Isaiah, and we come now to Isaiah chapter 48. Today we'll read verses 1 to 11. You'll find this printed, I believe, on page 7 in the bulletin. It'll be on your screen online. Now, remember, Isaiah is speaking in this portion of his prophecy to the exiles of a future generation in Babylon who would be returned to Jerusalem by God's grace. And here we have a great chapter where God explains through Isaiah what his whole agenda is. He points out that he is a holy God and he cannot suffer the sin and idolatry that his people have committed. He therefore was bound to judge them. But he's also a God of grace who had chosen them in eternity past for salvation. Therefore, the way that he would judge them would be in a way that would restore them to faith. It's a passage that is very strong in the sovereignty of God. He speaks about these things he knew before they were even born. And he has this plan. Now, what's interesting is that he describes the judgment, in this case, the Babylonian exile, as the kind of trial that is designed to refine his people. Now, not all of our trials are necessarily that way. There's a variety of reasons we might be tried, sometimes just for God's glory. There may be for ministry purposes. We don't see his paths immediately, but we know that they are good. And yet it is often the case that when we are walking in sin, God will chastise us. People will say to me, something's bad happened to me. Should I be worried that God has chastised me? My response is there a significant sin that you need to repent of? I would recommend that you do so. And that's what God's saying here. He says, look at verse 10, I refined you, but not as silver. I tried you in the furnace of affliction. Well, what a blessing it is that even our trials are designed by the Lord to bless us. You and I want to be happy. God wants us to be holy. And that is, in fact, a higher form of happiness. And so even in our afflictions, how often he is building our faith. Now, you know, a metalsmith, when he refines precious metal, would put it in the fire and superheat it. Then he would throw it into cold water and there would be a separation and he would scrape away the dross and he would repeat the process. That's the imagery he uses here. Do you know how the metalsmith knew the metal was refined? It's when he could look upon the metal and see the reflection of his own face. That's what God wants to see in you and me, the reflection of his own wonderful character. And he uses trials to that end. Well, let us not despair. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 48, 1 to 11. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and who came from the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or right. For they call themselves after the holy city, and stay themselves on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I declared of old, they went out from my mouth, and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. Because I know that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead brass. I declared them to you from of old. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you, lest you should say, my idol did them, my carved image and my metal image commanded them. You have heard, now see all this, and will you not declare it? From this time forth, I announce to you new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you have never heard of them, lest you say, behold, I knew them. You have never heard, you have never known, for of old your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would surely deal treacherously, and that from before birth you were called a rebel. For my name's sake I defer my anger, and for the sake of my praise I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake I do it, for how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.